Now for the scripture.
Sure.
It's on one of these pieces of paper. Or not. Do you have the scripture there? Somehow I seem to have mislaid that piece of paper. No, that's not it. There it is. Thank you. See what happens when you get old? You get blind. Our scripture today comes from Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, may your hearts be prepared for our...
Sure.
Oh, yes, for our, this week's message from Caitlin Booth, titled Honoring Mother Figures.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to my wonderful mother, who I'm going to sing a song with later. She's the best. I love her. It's a beautiful day to gather in this special place, a day that's even more special because today we celebrate Mother's Day, a day to honor, remember, and cherish all the incredible women who have touched our lives. Whether you're a mother, a grandmother, or someone who's been a mother figure to someone, today is about you. Mothers come in many forms, each unique and precious. Some of you have nurtured your own children, some have embraced others through adoption or foster care, and many have offered unconditional love and guidance to children who have crossed your paths. You've been the heart and foundation of families, communities, and of course, Akoyoks. Today, as we come together in worship and gratitude, we extend a very warm welcome to each one of you. We recognize the sacrifices you've made, the love you've given, and the strength you've shown. You are the unsung heroes of our stories and the glue that holds us all together. As we move forward into our service, let's all reflect on the profound impact these wonderful women have had in our lives. I hope this message encourages us all to honor them. To start, I have two stories for you, the first one being a poem. Some may climb Mount Everest in search of thrills galore, but I scale peaks that rival it just past the laundry door. Slopes of socks and underwear, sheer cliffs of shirts and pants. Oh yes, I live in mortal fear of the laundry avalanche. And next, a story I think that many mothers here can probably relate to. There was once a mother pushing her child in a shopping cart through Walmart. Her daughter's riding in the cart and she is screaming her head off. Her mom said, "Calm down, it'll be all right, Ellen." The daughter yelled even louder. Her mom said, "It'll be fine, it's almost time to go home, Ellen." Her daughter let out an ear-piercing screech and all the mom said was, "It's okay, Ellen, you can do this." One of the checkout ladies saw this and said, "Ma'am, you are to be commended at how patient you are with little Ellen." To which the mom replied, "Lady, I'm Ellen." Joking aside, life goes by way too fast, and our relationships with our mothers change. At age 4, we say, "My mom can do anything." At age 12, we say, "My mom doesn't know everything." At age 14, we say, "My mom doesn't know anything." At age 18, we say, "Mom is out of step with the times." At age 25, we say, "Well, mom might know a few things." At age 35, we say, before we decide, let's get our mom's opinion. At age 45, we say, "I wonder what mom would say about this." And at age 65, we say, "I wish I could talk things over with my mom." I hope today's message encourages us all to honor our mothers and or their memories. It is because of God's great love that all the way back in the book of Genesis, we meet the very first mother of mankind, Eve. God looked at Adam and knew that he was incomplete. He needed a wife, but as a bonus, mankind received a mother. And now, hundreds of generations later, we need our moms just as much as we ever have. So we're going to look at four ways that we can honor our moms for all they have done and do for us. To start with, honor in the Bible means esteem, value, or give great respect. To honor someone is to value them highly or to bestow value upon them. As I already mentioned, we're going to look at four ways we can honor, esteem, value, and respect our mothers. First, we honor our mother with respect. Ephesians 6, 2 through 3 says, "Honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Or as it explains further, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth. You see, the Bible commands us to honor our parents, and obviously this includes our mothers. One way we can honor our mothers is by showing them respect. We should speak to them kindly and politely, and we should listen to them when they speak. Even when we disagree with our mothers, we should do so in a respectful manner. This means we avoid harsh or hurtful words and instead show them the love and respect they deserve. Honor her wishes, ideas, and dreams. Respect her point of view, even if you don't agree with it. Second, we honor our mother with time. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Time is undoubtedly our most valuable asset. We can make more money, we can buy more things, we can learn new skills and get more degrees. Ooh, that rhymed. But we cannot and will not ever be able to make more time. We can honor our mothers by spending time with them. We should make an effort to visit them, call them, or spend time with them in whatever way we can. We should also be willing to help them when they need it, whether it's with household chores or just a listening ear. By giving our time and attention to our mothers, we show them that they are important to us, and that we value their presence in our lives. After all, if time is our most valuable and precious resource, what better way to spend it than on one of our most valuable and precious relationships? Third, we honor our mothers with love. John 13:34 says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The Bible also tells us that we should honor our mothers with love. We should express our love for them in both words and actions. We can tell our mothers how much we love and appreciate them. We can also show our love by doing things for them that help them to experience joy. Learn your mother's love language. Could be quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, or even just hugs. By showering our mothers with love, we not only honor them, but we also fulfill God's commandment to love one another. Which brings me to my last point. You honor your mothers with sacrifice, or you honor your mother's sacrifice. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." In this scripture, we learn about laying down our lives for others. When I think about the moms I know personally, the word sacrifice comes to mind. To be a mother is to be someone who sacrifices. Here are some ways that mothers commonly sacrifice for others. They give up their time. Mothers often prioritize their children's needs over their own, sacrificing their personal time to take care of them. This can include staying up late to finish chores, waking up early to prepare breakfast, or taking time off work to care for a sick child. They put their dreams on hold. Many mothers put their own ambitions and goals on hold to focus on raising their children. This can include postponing their education, career advancement, or other personal aspirations. Third, they sacrifice financially. Mothers often make financial sacrifices to provide for their children's needs. This can include cutting back on personal expenses, working multiple jobs, or going without so that their child doesn't. Fourth, emotional labor. Mothers often carry the emotional burden of managing their family's needs and maintaining relationships. This can include managing conflicts, mediating disputes, and providing emotional support to their children and spouse. Finally, physical labor. Mothers often take on the physical demands of caring for their family, such as cooking, cleaning, and laundry. I know my mom does. She does so much for us. This can be a full-time job in and of itself, and it can take a toll on their physical health and well-being. In short, mothers sacrifice in so many different ways to provide for their families and ensure their well-being. Their love and dedication are often taken for granted, but it is important to recognize and appreciate all that they do. Our mothers are imperfect people just like us. They have bad days, they occasionally make mistakes, but today we've seen that being a mom is an intense gig. It doesn't pay well, and there's very little gratitude or recognition of the job. We've also seen that there are many ways we can honor our mothers according to God's word. We can honor them with respect, time, love, and recognition. If you don't have a plan as to how you're going to spend the rest of today, think about these four main points and pick one or two. Let's make an effort to show our mothers the honor they deserve, not just on Mother's Day, but every single day of the year. And let's remember that by honoring our mothers, we also honor the God who created them and gave them to us as a blessing. Thank you.
Dear Lord, help us to love you and love our mothers, to cherish and take care of them. Above everything else, bless all mothers here and the ones who are in heaven with you. Everything we ask is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and if it's your will, let it be done. Amen. And now we're going to have, not only she preach, she sings, she do the sound room. I don't know what else this child does. But now she's going to sing with her mom, and it's called Mamas. Amen.
Just make sure we got her mic on.
She's the main singer. You guys have to hear her. Are you muted?
I was. Oh!
That's her fault.
My bad. Sorry.
Oh, man. That's okay. The other day okay. I didn't get on the right mic, so, you know, it happens.
Anyways. Again.
Sorry about that.